And now this is a dictation for Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, by Vince, V as in boy, I, V as in Victor, I, N, S, March 2nd, 41, address as a letter to Dr. Page, P-A-G-E, 616-225-6064. Dear Dr. Page, a follow-up for Mrs. Bivens, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in August, comes accompanied with family member, did have melanotic stools 2 weeks before admitted to Grand Rapids, spent there for 8 days, EGD colonoscopy, initially no active bleeding, followed by a video camera. They found a lesion on the duodenum that was cauterized and clamped, did not require packet of red blood cells, did receive intravenous iron. She is a Jehovah's Witness. Hemoglobin, the lowest 5 from a baseline of 11, presently around 8. Denies complications of pneumonia, sepsis or UTI, denies heart attack, stroke, even thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, or liver abnormalities. He has, within the last 6-9 months, aortic valve replacement, TVAR, T-V-A-R. She's very hard of hearing, says to be eating, appetite improving. Presently, stools are clear, no vomiting, dysphagia, abdominal pain, no changes in urination, infection, cloudiness of blood, has frequency nocturia, no major incontinence. Presently, no edema, claudication symptoms, no chest pain, palpitation or increase of dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND, or need for oxygen. Next paragraph, medications. Review. Recently, terazosin increased to 10 milligrams. On Norvasc, Coreg, Hydralazine, Lasix every other day. Cholesterol treatment, antidepressant, iron folic acid, and Prevacid. Today, weight 134. Blood pressure 132/54, hard of hearing, no respiratory distress, normal speech, lungs are clear, no pericardial rap, no gross arrhythmia, no abdominal tenderness, no edema, focal deficit. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. From January, anemia 8.2, abnormal white blood cell and platelets, creatinine at 1.25 for a GFR of 43. Which is actually better than baseline, between 1.4 and 1.7. A normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal albumin, calcium phosphorus, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Upper gastrointestinal bleeding, duodenal site. Status post-treatment as indicated above. Intravenous iron, no blood transfusion as she is Jehovah's Witness. Hemodynamically stable. Monitor hemoglobin and iron studies. Replace iron intravenous as well as EPO as needed. Next number is status post TAVR for severe aortic complications. Excuse me, for severe aortic valve disease without complications. Next number, chronic kidney disease is stable or improved. No indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, blood pressure stable. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism has not required treatment with PT with vitamin D125. Next number, congestive heart failure, clinically stable with preserved ejection fraction. All issues discussed with the patient and family member. Further advice with new iron studies and hemoglobin. End of dictation.